Penguin Random House Audio presents Robert B. Parker's Blackjack by Robert Knott. Read for you by Rex Lynn. Chapter 1. Ruth Ann was running now, moving as fast as she could through the dense forest. The Comanche moon hanging directly above dimly lit her way through thick timber of pine, blackjack, birch, and maple. There were no shoes on her bloody feet, and what was left of her dress was ripped, soiled, and hanging off her bare shoulders. She was dirty, with leaves and sticks tangled in her auburn hair. She glanced back as she ran. She was terrified, her face tear-stained, scratched, and bleeding, and her eyes were wide with fear, and then he awoke. It was not the first time Roger Wayne Messenger awoke from this vision, this nightmare of Ruth Ann's running through the woods, and he was fairly certain it would not be his last. Roger sat up a little and worked the ache from his back. His mouth was dry and his head was pounding. With the exception of the dampness he found in the corners of his eyes, the rye whiskey he consumed on the journey sucked his body of all its moisture. His mouth was so parched his lips were stuck together. He sat up and looked around at the dark landscape passing by. All of the other passengers were asleep. He wished he, too, was asleep. But sleep was something he had not been accustomed to for some time. He dug into his knapsack and found his canteen and drank and drank. Roger was a big, lean, strong man with thick, dark hair that was 3 inches long on the top and cropped tight to the sides of his head.